Commissioner Knipple?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Excused.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise, join with me in a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right, first item, and the mayor will be voting tonight, given that it will be the fourth member. Approval of the minutes of Thursday, November 7th, 2013. Is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Wait, I have to do it. Aye. Those opposed? Four ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Usually the mayor doesn't vote, so that's... Item three, public hearings and business items. Great Wolf Partners, Inc., 6801 South 27th Street, tax key number 738-997-4004. This issue was before the Common Council on Tuesday's agenda.
Unrelated item specifically for this.
Right. And the Hobby Lobby went through.
They haven't applied yet. That'll be zoning compliance, and that's an administrative approval.
Okay.
And they have not applied yet.
Okay, but the things that were before the council regarding Hobby Lobby and regarding the Sky Zone trampoline establishment, those were approved, and I think the warehousing and distribution subject to it coming back to the Plan Commission for further review. Is that okay? And with that, Mr. Deedle.
There is a public hearing on this, but I'll give a brief introduction and make it be the public hearing. So what's being proposed for the back third of this Ashley, former Ashley building, is a warehouse and distribution use.
For the back third of this building, it's formerly or previously was used for warehouse and distribution uses for Ashley Furniture. There'll be a tenant up front where the retail component used to be. There'll be a tenant, a retail-like tenant, in the middle of the building. And in the rear of the building, furthest away from the road, will be this warehouse distribution use. Based on what was approved by the Common Council last Tuesday night, use of this nature can now be considered by the Plan Commission as a special use, and so they're applying for this special use. What they're proposing then is to have warehousing of pretzels in the back of the building. There will be some trucks in and out to bring in the supplies and bring them back out. They are envisioning hours from roughly 7 in the morning to 5 or 6 at night, limiting the number of trucks, I believe, to no more than 10 per day. They're also proposing to have some limited parking overnight of a couple trailers. The Plan Commission report will go into more details on those and sets limits for those if the Plan Commission concurs. And then this is a recommendation that will be forwarded to the Common Council for their consideration at the next meeting, December 3rd, I think.
You're looking at me.
So again, this is a special use. A public hearing is required for these kinds of applications. Staff is recommending approval. And then if the Plan Commission agrees, that recommendation gets forwarded to the Common Council.
Okay. You're recommending approval subject to a listing of recommendations, right, which
correct.
Are all included in the resolution?
Correct.
Is there, yes, Mr. Fuchs?
Ready for the notice?
Sure.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 21st, 2013 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Gray Wolf Partners, Inc. for a special use to allow for a warehousing and distribution facility use upon property zone plan development district number 13. The current pending warehousing distribution facility special use applications for AST Logistics, LLC, a logistics and transportation company, which property is currently upon the The date of this notice is Zone B2 General Business District and FW Floodway District. The application is also subject to the approval of a separate application, which is pending upon the date of this notice, to amend Plan Development District Number 13, in part to include the above-described property and to allow for such a special use.
All right. Any questions from the plan commissioners before I open it up for public hearing? I guess I do have a question. The applicants, did they have any questions, or are they in... Is there any problems with the resolution if we were to pass it?
There are some differences between what was previously discussed at the last Plan Commission meeting and the latest information we received. For instance, and so we have not heard from the applicant if that's a concern, a major concern of theirs or not. Examples would be previously discussed with the Plan Commission and in the report and resolution is the hours of operation from 7 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. The new information from the applicant says 6 in the afternoon. They also are saying that they would be open, or trucking would be possible on some Saturdays. They don't say anything about Sunday. I believe it was intended to be that it was going to be 7 to 5 every single day. So they want to change it to 7 to 6 and nothing on Sunday. Another change they wanted to make were the number of trailers that they would store on site. It was 1 to 3 before. Now they're saying 5. The last one, I believe, was the number of trucks that would go in and out. I think they increased that slightly, but we had staff had rounded that number up to 10 anyway. So there is a difference in their request, but this resolution would cover the number of trucks coming in and out in either event. So the differences would be, if it's a significant concern to the applicant and the Plan Commission would concur, then yes, we'd have to change those conditions, for instance, the hours of operation.
But none of the things that you just said, the new items, are contained in the resolution that's before us.
Yeah, we would have to make those, direct that those changes be made.
If the Plan Commission wants to do that.
Correct.
But the Plan Commission could just simply approve this tonight.
Correct.
And right now, this is a public hearing, so yes. I'm going to open it up for... public hearing. That is item 3A, Gray Wolf Partners, Inc., AST Logistics, LLC Logistics, and Transportation Company. Is there any parties wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding item 3A? Are there any parties wishing to speak?
Yes,
if you could, please come forward. Please state your name and address for the record.
Paul Soybert, I'm the Chief Financial Officer from Dental Associates. We're the property right next to the Ashley building to the south. We don't object to the resolution or the distribution facility being there. I guess our concern is just with the access road that's behind our clinic, that the trucks not be allowed to use that back access road. Our preference would be to have them coming in and out of 27th Street directly, preferably to the north of the building rather to the south of the building where our clinic is.
Okay. Anything further? I know that I've been over there quite a few times, and I know that I'll call it some of the heads of dental associates have expressed an interest in making sure that that building gets filled up as quickly as possible. Is that am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Manos, Dr. Manos?
Yes. That,
yeah. Is he, has he weighed in on any of this?
I'm his representative, I guess, so he agrees that we're just concerned about that access road behind us that... Obviously, we have patients and cars coming in out there that we would like not to see.
Okay.
My trucks going back there.
All right. Anyone else? Thank you very much.
Sure.
Say hello to Dr. Manos for me.
I will.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Yes, sir. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
Peter Main, 6752 South 34th Street. I live in a property directly west of the condominiums there. Wasn't able to attend the last meeting. I have a number of kind of questions associated. AST Trucking does a lot more than just pretzels, and I'm worried about the environmentalism that might come associated with that. Also, last time, a year ago, when this similar application went in, it was not in sync with the 27th Corridor plan. I'm not sure if that's changed or not associated with that, associated with the property values directly to the west there, hearing trailers being parked, the condition of trailers. Prior with Ashley, they had a couple of ones really just rotting out, rusting, sitting in back for a long period of time. is really kind of an eyesore. Do not want to get into a similar type of circumstance with that. With the trampoline and maybe a Hobby Lobby going in there, I find it a very interesting mix of use. It's kind of like putting a trampoline, I'm assuming, with younger type kids using that facility. They bring heavy truck traffic through the same area. Could be a potential issue as well. The additional traffic associated with on 27th Street, very busy during the day, as you are probably well aware. Additional wear and tear on the street as well. What if, like I said, the noise associated with it, if it's going to be during the normal business hours, probably won't be as bad. But if trucks are coming in during the night, if it's just pretzels, it won't even be refrigerated trucks, but if you're running reefers, that type of stuff, has all those type of things to be considered, I guess, are things I'd like to have addressed.
Okay. Just on a couple issues you raised, it sounds to me like some of the issues might be in violation of existing ordinances in the city, and I don't know that there's been any formal complaints that have been filed in the past, but that would be the procedure to enforce the ordinances. I was over at your properties and stood outside, listened, looked at Home Depot, looked at Sam's Club, went behind Walmart, and then took pictures from those locations. If in fact Sam's Club was violating the ordinances, a formal complaint should be raised, and or call. We can give you Mr. Deedle's phone number, and you should call us immediately to let us know about that.
With Sam's Club, they have at least a 6 foot, maybe 8 foot high wood right. fence, so you don't see as much, whereas the back of Ashley Furniture is open to that wetland or runoff area right there, so it's much more visible.
Thank you. Well, this is a public hearing, and this is the time to bring up everything that you just brought up. By the way, it's very nice over there. It's,
yes,
I think,
it is.
Yeah, that's really turned out well. I haven't been. I was overlooking the cattails and everything, and there was, oh, you must have a billion geese that are coming in.
Oh, yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah. Very nice, though. Yeah. It's got to be one of the better kept secrets in Franklin.
Yeah, because it's a dead end.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Where have I seen this face before?
I know the name. Evening. Ken Skoronsky, 8642 South 116th Street, Alderman of the 6th District. I heartily endorse the approval of this action tonight, and I spoke before at the last public hearing. I think it's very favorable. It takes care of an empty building. We don't need empty buildings around here, and I'm sure they're going to be very cognizant and sensitive to the neighbors to the west. So I hope you look favorably on this.
What was the last name?
What was my name? Skoronsky.
Oh, Skoronsky. Yeah, I think I've seen that around town. But.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Yes, sir.
Hey there. My name is Richard Elbers, and I'm with Victoria Place Condo Association, one of the directors there. And some of my questions are, is there anything in that warehouse now? Is it empty?
Well, this isn't actually a question and answer period. This is a time to state maybe the objections or the
okay.
proposals for.
And
we can, having said that, we can have the planning department answer any additional questions that you have after.
Okay. And because you said there was going to be pretzels in there, is that all that's going to be in that building?
Actually, Joel said the pretzels, and I wanted to know about that myself.
And does the city of Franklin check, you know, that they check every 6 months or every year to check to see what's in the warehouses or no?
Well, we do have fire inspections. We have our building inspectors are going into buildings quite often. So while they're in there, they do notice other things.
Okay. And I know I worked in a warehouse distribution center type thing, and their warehousing was separated from their distribution. Warehousing was from 5 to 10 o'clock at night. Distribution was from, it was a 24-hour clock operation, 5 to 6 days a week. Is there going to be any type of manufacturing in that building? I mean, did he get pretzels in big boxes and they're going to separate them into bags or?
Let me ask you this. Would you prefer that there is no manufacturing in there?
Well, with manufacturing, and that was one of my next questions, there's roughly 20 to 25 dock doors on that building. And now you said that roughly 10 semis at a time per day inside that building. My question was, is there a possibility that if there's 20 to 25 dock doors, is there a possibility there could be a semi and trailer at every dock door?
Well,
and what happens in the wintertime? Do they run these things? Because Victoria Place Condo Association, they got the retention pond, there's a lowland area, and Ashley Furniture is right there.
Right. Like I said, I was just over there. Actually, I took pictures in case that came up for the plan commissioners for tonight.
Okay. Because, you know, that if it's going to be a distribution center and it's going to be run 24 hours a day, you know, it's just that they bring stuff in, put it there, and then it's shipped out.
Yeah. You and I take it based on some of the statements and questions you've asked, you haven't seen the resolution that's before the plan commission for tonight. Where it has all the restrictions, recommendations to the plan commission that the restrictions be put in place.
Okay. And how many, on 27th Street right now, how many warehouse and distribution centers are there on 27th? Because I came to a meeting this spring here and about the same proposal, and they said it was the only one that was in that area on 27th.
Well, 27th Street runs for almost 6 miles, as you're probably aware. You get to Elm Road, and there's large trucking firms down there, and I suppose some would call them distribution facilities, others would call them trucking terminals. So there could be quite a few.
Okay. And I noticed the proposal was voted down once before in spring. It was brought up in spring.
The same proposal? No.
No, it was a
similar, no. But not
it
the
was
same.
Similar. You're right. Similar proposal. We just don't want to see, there's 20 to 25 dock doors there. We just don't want to see 25 semis backed up to the doors in the middle of wintertime with running or whatever they're going to do. And I worked in a warehouse distribution type thing. Some of the semis that backed up to the doors, they sat there. No trailers hooked up to them, they sat there. And they were like an extra storage area because they were short of storage areas inside of the warehouse, and they would put barrels and stuff like that inside of those.
I was just looking for the pictures of the 25 dock doors, but again, maybe it would be, do you have an extra resolution for this gentleman to maybe go through after his testimony?
And then I know, you know, like I say, our property is up against the back of Sam's and Walmart and that, and I'm not a very, very sound sleeper, and you can hear the semis run in back of Sam's and Walmart back there. You can hear them moving around back there at nighttime.
Yeah, I've got Sentry that is very close to my neighborhood, and when I was the alderman for the district, I had to go over there and make sure that they weren't running their machines early in the morning because it was waking everybody up, and I was probably 2,000 yards away from that facility, so...
And there's one thing about Sam's and Walmart. They have roughly an 8-foot cedar fence around their property. So you only catch the top of the semis. The one in back of Ashley is actually a lot shorter, their fence.
This one right here with the 25 dock doors, right?
There are 20. There's 25 dock doors. If it's the building I'm looking at, There's some dock doors in back of the building,
right.
But there's also along between Walmart and Sam's, there's a whole bunch of dock doors.
Yeah, there. I have I'll show it to the plan commissioners later on, or we can put it up. But many of the things that you're bringing up have been covered by the staff in their recommendations. So.
Okay, thank you.
And again, this is a public hearing to hear complaints or people that are in favor of the proposal.
Okay.
So, thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding item 3A Gray Wolf Partners, Inc.? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing and I'm going to ask some questions. Many of the items that this gentleman brought up, I read earlier tonight listed in, let's see, it's on between pages 2, 3, and 4. Those issues that you're raising regarding trucking and the number of trucks, I think you're recommending no more than 10 per day.
Correct.
And then you're also, no trucks are going to be allowed to idle with their truck engines at any time.
Correct.
No refrigeration trucks.
No. Okay.
Well, I'm asking him, though.
Okay. That's not what the resolution says.
Well, I'm asking the question.
Number 9 says trucks shall be shut off and shall not idle while loading and unloading.
And what about when they're just parked? That only covers loading and unloading.
Our assumption was when they were parked, they would be turned off.
Do we want that to be an assumption?
If you wish to add more conditions, that's
possible. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't loading, unloading, or parked.
I would agree with you. I actually, when I read it, I thought that it was included in there, but it's not.
Well, it says
truck but shall be but shut as far off, as the gentleman that just came forward and he spoke about trucks idling and the noise that he's and his neighbors have heard from Sam's Club, this would address that. I actually believe that if you look at the ordinances, and maybe I've talked to you in the past about some of the issues that have recently come up regarding Sam's and the trucking. Those might already be in violation of existing ordinances.
Yes.
But the city and the staff isn't going to know about those things unless people come forward and file formal complaints, right?
Yes. And conditions like this help with enforcement if there is a problem.
Yeah, I've got in item 9, if you've got that out there, trucks shall be shut off and shall not idle while loading and unloading and if the plan commissioners adopt this and while parked. So, and you brought up pretzels. Is that the only thing that's going to be stored in that forever? Or?
No, they said dry goods. In the additional handout that we left at your seats, that was the new information we received yesterday afternoon. They never said before what they were storing. Now it says here it's dry food, and pretzels is the example they give.
Is that all they can do is store things there?
Where else in distribution is all this is for? If they try to do manufacturing, truck terminal, anything like that, that's not allowed.
Okay, so that would be in violation of the ordinances, and if they were found to be in violation, we would probably send them a notice, and if they continued, we would cite them, and if they continued, we'd cite them and say that this is the penalty, and you have to pay X amount of dollars, and if you don't pay it within a certain period of time, you could be fined up to, I think the max is like $2,500 a day, and then it would go to the municipal court judge.
Correct. Right.
Now, the other thing that was brought up was by the manager from Dental Associates about the road that goes behind Dental Associates and not wanting them to allow truck traffic back in there. Is that covered?
No. The design, it's not designed to allow truck traffic to go through that. It's too sharp of a turn, but there's nothing that we have in this ordinance that prohibits it. So if there's a big enough concern, we could add that as another condition.
I would
suggest that at the end of condition 15, where it says shall be paid prior to issuance of an occupancy, we add but shall not be used by semi-trucks or trucks or whatever the appropriate standard should be.
I'll second that.
Okay. I'll make a general motion once we get to it. anything else?
I probably would like to note that staff is recommending a berm be placed, a berm, and on top of that berm, landscaping and or a fence to screen off whatever they would be doing in the back from those condos and developments to the west. The applicant hasn't said anything to us that I'm aware of, whether they support or have concerns with that. But that is what we're
that's doing. Item 10, berm and landscaping shall be provided.
Correct.
this is a, if the Plan Commission adopts this tonight with all of your recommendations, this is a recommending body. And then these would go to the Common Council. If the Council wanted to adopt all of the suggestions from the Plan Commission, they can. Or they can accept none of them, or they can add anything new, right?
Correct.
So if the applicant is not in sync with this, or if the people that live in the vicinity are not in sync, in harmony with the recommendations from the Plan Commission, they can either take that up with their alderman, the mayor, prior to the Common Council meeting.
Yes.
And then Common Council has huge police powers that they basically, as long as they're within state and federal laws and they're being fair, they can do it pretty much what they want. Okay. So this would be my motion. That would be, is there a motion imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a warehousing and distribution facility use upon property located at 6801 South 27th Street with the additional recommendations coming from the Plan Commission, which include no truck trafficking on the road behind Dental Associates, that the words parking be inserted, after the word unloading in on page or under number 9 of recommendations of staff. And was there a third? Oh, and that that there'd be absolutely no manufacturing of any products, and that the facility be used primarily for warehousing and distribution. Oh, I know, and that more emphasis on that no more than 10 trucks per day will be allowed access to that facility. Does that pretty much cover it? Is there a motion in effect?
That's the motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Under discussion, Mr. Ritter?
The 10 trucks is already in there. I would like to discuss condition 10. It does say berm and landscaping shall be provided. Additional screening and a fence shall be provided. Fully screen the outdoor trailer storage area. What's the definition of fully screen there? I mean, I could envision somebody saying, well, okay, that covers the entire width of the property, but it doesn't specify height. Now, it does say that landscape plan and fence details shall be submitted to the Department of City Development for review and approval, which is fine, but what are the standards that will be applied in evaluating those plans?
Public view. So anywhere the public could see this, that's the areas that would have to be screened. So, for instance, if there's no windows in the back of the Sam's Club, there probably will be no issues with or requirements for screening on the north side of this outdoor storage area. But there will be opportunities for the public to see from the west to the back of this, so that will have to be fully screened. Yes, the height will be a concern, too. We didn't put any of those height limits in there because we didn't know what was going to be necessary yet. That'll require further review. So then again, if it's off, for instance, if it's on the northwest corner of the site, you could probably see it straight down the drive lanes for the trucks, then that part would have to be screened off, too. So our longstanding practices for things like this, it's always public view. Wherever the public can go, that's the part that has to be screened.
So the height would be essentially to, would it be to completely screen off the trucks or to substantially screen off the trucks? Or
the substantially screen off what would normally and frequently be there. We're not trying to address some rare situation that only happens once every 10 years. But the normal activities would be primarily screened. So yes, if there was a semi-truck that was a little bit higher than normal, then they would be able to see the top of those. But we would be trying to screen the majority of a regular semi-truck.
Is there a condition regarding the items to be stored? Is there anything that limits it to dry food or dry goods?
Yes. Approval is based on their plans with these conditions. So, yes, they are limiting themselves to storage of dry goods.
Okay, but and how is that reflected in the how are their representations incorporated into the resolution?
That's a good point. The resolution is based on the plans that were previously submitted to us, the information that was submitted to us. And this new information was after that. So if we wish to limit it to just dry goods, it would be clearer and cleaner that we'd add that, because it was submitted, that information was only submitted yesterday.
Well, I would, obviously there's a good deal of sensitivity to the use of this facility. So I think we'd probably be in everyone's best interest if we could have something reasonably reflective on you know, what the applicant has indicated the usage will be, because I think that seems to be generally acceptable. But at this point, I'm not so sure that comes through as clearly as it might in the resolution.
Yeah, because, yeah, the date is November 11th. So whatever information they provided to us by November 11th, that's what this approval is based on.
Okay.
So even if we don't have it within our conditions, it's in their plans they gave us November 11th. They have to meet those plans.
Okay.
Now they gave us more detailed information that limits their storage to dried goods,
yeah,
that wasn't in their earlier materials.
Yeah, this is November 19th. This is the email here that we have now. Was there a comment was made earlier about limitations on refrigeration units, that sort of thing. Is there any condition in here prohibiting refrigerated trailers? I didn't think there was either. Is that something that we should be specific about? I think the intent is, I mean, the anticipated use is that, yeah, there'll be trucks that it wouldn't anticipate use of or the need for refrigerated trailers, but again, this is a sensitive situation. Should we be sufficiently specific?
We had talked about this generically at the staff level. My position was I'd be flexible based on what we ultimately come up with the applicant and the property owner on the berm and landscaping. The higher the berm, the thicker the landscaping, the less concerns I would have about, you know, some of the things that wouldn't happen as often. And as currently proposed, I would assume, and it appears, that refrigerated trucks are not anticipated. Never to say that it can't happen once in a while.
Yeah.
With a good enough berm and landscaping, I have little concerns. If the applicant has concerns with a berm and landscaping and it gets minimized, then I would have more concerns with these noises. And a specific condition in here would probably be more appropriate. So it's hard for me to pin it down. It's the degree of concern that the Planning Commission and Council have.
Okay.
With a good enough berm, I don't have many concerns.
So would it be correct to kind of infer from your comments that you would not rule out perhaps bringing this back to the Planning Commission depending on what you get in the plans for the berm and the landscaping and the screening and so forth?
Yeah, you could change that condition to bring that back.
It might be brought back at some point.
Yeah, okay. Or you could make it as part of the condition that it must be brought back.
Okay. Again, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded under discussion. I will throw a little bit in there on the refrigerated trucks. That has been a sore issue for many years. I remember one in particular involving businesses in the business park right along Ryan Road that became quite an issue. I think it made front page news. Having said that, I said I took pictures of the building that once was Menards, and I think that's important to remember that. But the buildings right next door, which are Home Depot and Walmart and Sam's Club, my understanding is there's all kinds of refrigerated units and refrigerated trucking that it is and has been in there for years. I'm not aware of any complaints regarding that. I mean, I understand, I believe what the neighbors are saying, that in the morning these trucks are idling and they're coming in too early and all that, but we could stop that, I believe, under current ordinance. But I just want to, I guess what I would suggest that no refrigerated units be permitted by the Plan Commission right now. But in all fairness, if this comes to the council, I'm going to inform them that, you know, Walmart, Sam's Club have had refrigerated trucking coming in there for years and years. And as the mayor for the last 9 years, I'm not aware of a single complaint. So, all right. Any further discussion?
Motion to include those
Will the makers of the motion be agreeable to add no refrigerated trucking to the motion that's currently on the table and the second?
Yes. Approve that second.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Whoop.
The only remaining item would be condition 7, which does say 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Applicant has now indicated 7 a.m. to 6
p.m.
The 5 p.m. would have been preferred. I don't think 6 p.m. is unreasonable, but I didn't make the motion. So all I'd say is it says 6 o'clock.
I think if we allow it to 6 o'clock, there's not going to be a high amount of traffic that's going to change.
Yeah.
So I would amend it to 6 o'clock.
Okay. Maker of the motion, you're okay with it? All right, anything further? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? 4 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. And for the residents that are here that had questions, the planning department's number is 427. I got your...
425-4024. Yes.
And they are available to answer any further questions or anything that may come up regarding this or to share the resolution that's in front of you. All right, turning to the next item on the agenda. Rock Sports Complex, I think I've heard about that. 7150 South 76th Street, former Walgreens store building within the Orchard View Shopping Center. Excuse me, Mr. Deedle.
There is a public hearing on this one as well. Brief introduction. You probably said half of what I was about to say already. This is indoor baseball practice, physical exercise use based on the SIC codes. It's a special use in the zoning district. They would be proposing to utilize the former Walgreens portion of the Orchard View Shopping Center. They're not proposing any exterior changes. Everything will be happening inside that current tenant space. So staff is recommending approval with just standard conditions, that they meet all other permits and approvals and pay whatever fees they have to pay through the review and approval process. One other thing, and a condition that they do fix the facade of the building where the previous signage may have left holes in the walls or discolorations. Otherwise, then we're recommending approval.
Is there a public notice for this as well?
Yes.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 21st, 2013 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by O'Bron Corporation on behalf of the Rock Sports Complex, LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7991, Physical Fitness Facilities, to allow for an indoor baseball educational / practice facility use upon property zoned B3 Community Business District, located at 7150 South 76th Street.
Okay, just before I open this up for public hearing, I believe we received, several of us received some emails from the Sotos who are here tonight regarding the potential conflict with the use of the Rock Sports Complex as well as it relates to physical equipment or FIAD equipment. And that I just wanted to acknowledge that we are in receipt of it and we're here tonight to hear about public testimony. So with that, I'm going to open up this item for public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak during a public hearing?
Lisa Soto. We've actually communicated since that email with the Rock Sports Complex about that, and we were assured that they were not going to have equipment and strength training stuff that would be in conflict with what we're doing. So we've been in contact with our landlord and with them, and I think we're okay.
Okay.
We're actually going to work together on stuff.
Yeah, Craig Haskins contacted me and said that it looks like things have been worked out between the two parties, which I think is fantastic because mm-hmm. I think if the Plan Commission and the Council approve this, could be beneficial to everyone over there.
Yeah, we'd like to see the space built. So.
Oh, sure. Well, I met today about filling the big space.
Oh, that's good. Even better. All right, so I mean, really, that's all. We don't really, I think everything's been taken care of. So.
You're sure? Well, you're, I mean, you're like the, I've walked around and introduced you as two of the special people in Franklin, so I'm sort of concerned about it.
We're just working out, you know, we're hard working and want to make sure that, you know, it's in our lease, and I really have to trust that our landlord's doing the right thing and everything, so, and knows, and they understand. So.
Well, if there's anybody that knows how to play ball, it's Tom Johnson. I've seen him pitch. He's not a bad guy. So.
Okay, yeah. So we're, yeah, the plan is to work together, do what we can to.
That'd be great.
You know, we've got good minds and stuff. So we're okay with it.
Okay. I'll probably be talking to both of you soon about another little project. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? And it's S-K-O-W.
Ken Skoronsky, 8642 South 116th Street, Alderman of the 6th District. I'm here in favor of the project, I think, and it's very nice that two business people can get together and come to an agreement and get what the community needs, more things for the adults and the kids. Those are the things we need. And we're filling up another empty building, which is really great. And I think that's important. And it's a real benefit to the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak on this item during the public hearing?
I'm Norman Knox. I live directly south of the facility. And I was just wondering, are they planning to put a bar in there and all, or is it just strictly baseball and fitness?
Mr. Deedle?
There is nothing about a bar in their application material. So like we mentioned on the previous one, if it's not in the materials they submitted, they can't do it. And there's nothing about a bar in it.
Okay. The question came up at our meeting, so I was just kind of curious.
Where do you live?
I'm in the Whitstone subdivision.
Oh, okay.
You can drink up at the regular
hour. Right.
They're willing to take your money.
I mean,
yeah. anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding this item? Is there anyone else? Should I ask if there's anybody from Greendale? Or no. Seeing no one else, I'm going to close the public hearing. And the city development staff is recommending approval of proposed use. Any questions or comments? Yes.
I see.
Mr. Cadeppo.
Number three, it said physical fitness facility, so that's pretty much going to be out of that.
No. It's all part of it, so it fits that SIC code. But what they're proposing is
different.
Not cardio machines, okay. or weight machines. It's dumbbells, kettlebells,
okay.
batting cages, pitching.
Stretching things.
Okay. Yeah, the band work, arm strengthening, conditioning, injury prevention.
No problem.
Okay. Anything further?
Questions
yes.
answered.
I'd like to say, since it is part of my district, it's great to hear that our potential of business partners are working together, and it is certain that the type of fitness that they will utilize will be separate entities that they shouldn't conflict, and hopefully it may be one will inspire them to go over and work out
yeah.
the other one after they get one type of workout done.
My understanding is this might be once opened if the council, well, the Plan Commission recommends approval and the council approves. It's going to be a facility, a baseball training facility that is really nothing like this in the general area, is there?
There's guys that are trying to do it, yes, but nothing that would fit kind of like in our cycle of what we would call like a full year round training cycle of a baseball athlete, so to speak. So it will be different, but it's just a great opportunity. I mean, we had great feedback on our fall leagues. We had anticipated 150 kids. We had 375 in our fall leagues. And while it started out, you know, rocky just because of the numbers that were skewed, it was phenomenal. So now it's just reaching out to those same people and saying, hey, do you want to come train with us in the winter? And so far the feedback's been great. So it's It's just part of our cycle, as we would call it. And really, that's, you know, it's trying to set them up for good habits for life. You know, should always be working out.
And just for the record, who are you?
I'm Tom Johns.
Where do you live?
I'm W222N2135 Glenwood Lane, Ewok 5312.
Thank you. I've seen this gentleman pitch. He's a pretty good pitcher. And better yet, I've seen him around the children when he was teaching them baseball. And never said this to you before, but I compliment you on the way that you care for those children. So.
I would just like to say, because there was a rumor circulating that there was going to be drinking or something involved in this area, and obviously this is nothing but physical fitness and training, that there, the perception that there was going to be a bar or anything was never part of anybody's planning in this type of facility. So it's there's
rumor I heard was a little bit modified, that they said it was supposed to be at your house. All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion?
No, we didn't make the motion.
Oh, we didn't.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. And that would that be a motion? Just 1 second here.
After you read it.
I have no city attorney, so I'm playing it by ear. That be a motion to pass resolution opposing, recommend a resolution opposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for an indoor baseball educational / practice physical fitness facility use upon property located at 7150 South 76th Street, paren the Rock Sports Complex, LLC applicant. Is that your motion?
So move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, 4 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. It's approved. Thank you very much for coming to consensus on this issue. Now, if we could just get the federal government to work on talking to one another, we'd be fine. Work on that tomorrow. United States Cellular Operating Company, LLC, Mr. Deedle.
This is just a site plan amendment, so no public hearing on this one. It's the existing tower at the high school. They wish to add 3 more antennas. They have provided the structural analysis that indicates that they're able to do that without any adverse impacts on the tower. Staff's recommending approval, only to standard conditions. And the only other thing I can mention is I believe there might be some discussions about another tower someday in that vicinity. And this applicant had been involved in those is involved in those conversations and indicates that they're still willing to participate in those efforts. But they need 3 antennas now.
And at all, this also is in your supervisory or your aldermanic district.
Yes, it is.
Is there anything that isn't?
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Okay, I would ask, is there a motion to recommend a resolution amending site plan for the property located at 8222 South 51st Street, paren Franklin High School, paren to allow for the installation of 3 KMW AM-X-CW-14-65-002-RET panel antennas on the existing monopole, paren tax key number 807-9999-001, paren United States Cellular Operating Company, LLC, applicant, paren.
Motion to approve as defined.
Second.
Sure.
Okay. That's T, not T.
No. T or two? T for two. Okay. T. I stand corrected by Mr. Ritter. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, 4 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Anything on complete streets? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
No move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those
aye.
Opposed, ayes have it, motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.